This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, commenced in Goa today, starting an 8-day celebration of cinema that will continue till the 28th of this month. Filmmakers, artists and film lovers from India and around the world have gathered for one of Asia's oldest and most respected film festivals. During the opening ceremony, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju, Festival Director Shekhar Kapoor were present. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. L. Murugan said India is in its orange economy moment, adding that IFFI 2025 and WAVES are strengthening the pillars of creativity, content and culture.
From today and up to 28, the International Film Festival, various master classes, felicitations and award ceremonies, the screenings, film bazaar and various activities going to take place. We will take this opportunity to grow our cinema industry to further height.
Dr. L. Murugan also inaugurated the WAVES Film Bazaar 2025 at the 56th IFFI at Panaji today. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested four more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. The NIA said in a statement that the four accused were taken into custody by the agency from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir on production orders from a Delhi court. NIA has identified the accused as Dr. Muzammil Shakil Ghanai, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rathir and Mufti Irfan Ahmed Wage of Jammu and Kashmir and Dr. Shaheen Saeed of Uttar Pradesh. The total number of arrests in the case has risen to six. JDU Chief Nitish Kumar took oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar today for the 10th time. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered him the oath of office in secrecy at a swearing-in ceremony at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers also took oath in the new Bihar government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitish Kumar on the occasion. He also congratulated Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha on assuming office as deputy chief ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day visit to South Africa tomorrow to attend the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Secretary of Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela, informed that on the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi will also attend India-Brazil-South Africa-IPSA leaders' meeting. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has asserted that India will be on par with other semiconductor chip-making nations by 2032. At the Bloomberg New Economy Forum in Singapore, Mr. Vaishnav stressed that social media platforms must take responsibility for what they publish to strengthen trust levels in society. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet against businessman Robert Vadra in a money laundering case linked to UK-based arms consultant Sanjay Bhandari. The prosecution complaint has been filed before a Special Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA court. This is the second money laundering charge sheet against Mr. Vadra. In July this year, he was charge-sheeted by the ED in a money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in a land deal in Haryana's Shikopur. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jay Shankar met Industry and Commerce Minister of Afghanistan Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jay Shankar said they discussed ways to strengthen trade connectivity and people-to-people ties. The minister also reiterated the country's support for the development and welfare of the people of Afghanistan. Dr. Jay Shankar also met Australia's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Penny Wong, today. In a social media post, Dr. Jay Shankar said he is looking forward to further discussions with Ms. Wong. In the World Boxing Cup final, Indian boxers Arundhati Chaudhary, Preeti Pawar, Meenakshi Hooda and Nupur Shevran delivered a golden sweep in Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh today, marking a historic achievement for the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.